Hey everyone, it's Andres off the record. I wasn't gonna do a Groundhog Day episode, but I thought I owed you one because I've been on a roll, just giving you updates. But this one's gonna be a tiny bit different. If you notice the runtime, it's actually really short. There's a reason for that, because I'm gonna be leaving links to those of you watching the show notes accompanying this episode at www.dangerousagobi.com. You'll be able to scroll down. You'll find two links, one for the video version and one for the audio version of a podcast that I recommend that you listen to for the updates about what's happened since last weekend. Because Wisconsin Supreme Court judge confined what is known as 200,000 absentee ballots because they cannot be counted. They're illegal, but you haven't heard about that probably. So that's enough to swing the election in Wisconsin, okay? In terms of what's happened in the Arizona legislature, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, the state representatives there are basically battling to decertify the electoral college results that were certified by the Secretary of State and the governor, and they're trying to take it back so they can appoint their own electors, for which is why there's a different slate of a competing elector set that was sent originally. Six states of all these swing states included, with a non-swing state, New Mexico, having done the same. So also that's happened since then. Multiple House of Representative members, including new ones that are, I guess, member-elects that will be sworn in on January 5th, have vowed to challenge the Electoral College vote. And at least one U.S. Senator, in this case Senator-elect, that just won in Alabama, Tom Lee, I think his name is, Tommy's his first name, I know. He has stated publicly that he's considering basically opposing the statewide, the Electoral College vote for these states. So the latest update on that on today, this Christmas Day, is that Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, Republican, is trying to convince him not to. So what I've spoken about before, that this is between Trump and the people versus the political establishment, is really having it's really unfolding right before your eyes, or you don't know that because the media is not going to tell you, for which is why I do these Groundhog Day election episodes. So that's all I'm really going to share about what's happened, because there is a lot more. At the very least, there has been more judges that continuously ignore these cases, so the evidence has not been looked at by judges. So no one can say that, oh yeah, that the evidence is not evidence. No, the evidence is there. It just hasn't been looked at the court of law. And the fact that courts are not looking at this because they don't want to, they're punting the ball away or trying to run out the clock, because it's exactly what's happening, which is why it's shaping up to be quite an eventful January 6th once that rolls around, because, man, that's why I've said, look to January 20th, because if we don't have this settled by then, because the legal challenges will continue beyond January 6th. It's going to be interesting, especially with, maybe you've heard, the martial law that isn't, because there's a lot of conservatives that were actually hoping for this insurrection act that the president might have done to send the army over to these swing states to basically get these Dominion systems, because the elections offices in these places are not letting anyone access it, especially considering that just over a week ago in Antrim County in Michigan, it was confirmed that 6,000 votes were swung based on the faulty nature of the algorithms of these machines. So that's already been confirmed. And Fox News brass will not let the attorney Matthew DiPerno appear on Chris Tucker, will not let him appear on Sean Hannity or Lil Dobbs, because they said no. So with all this being said, that there's a lot happening that you don't know about because of big tech censorship and the mainstream media that do not want people to basically get this information out there. So I'm actually getting interruptions here, but give me a moment, okay? So with all that's going on, it's important for you to realize that the battle continues for liberty against tyranny, quite literally. And we'll see where the chips ultimately land. But as I'm wrapping things up, I'm encouraging you to check out, regardless of what you might have an opinion of this man, there's a reason why he's being targeted greatly by the DOJ, the Department of Justice. Sorry, the interruption there. I don't like putting my kids in front of the camera. So, with that being said, whatever opinion you might have, Rudy Giuliani, that's the link I'm leaving to his podcast, which is debuted today, the same day I'm recording this, that has the latest updates about what's everything that's going on. You might ignore him, and the reason you're not hearing really from him is because no one wants to give attention to all the cases and the evidence that he's been presenting for what the mainstream media won't talk about it. And of course they won't. Oh, because why would they? And you're probably like, well, well, why would they? They should. Because this is the reason there's so much division. Because, like Rudy said, and I'm with him there too, if they're so sure that the election was free and clear and the Dominion systems didn't have anything wrong with them, why are they so afraid to have them be checked out? Why not let them be checked out and people observe? Anybody wants to see can see the whole thing being done, and then ultimately just say, look, you were wrong. So then Rudy Giuliani's team and them, okay, you were wrong. Your hypothesis just was proven wrong. But no, they don't even get that chance. The mere fact that even Maricopa County in Arizona, that the state legislators there, they subpoenaed the elections office to access the voting, the Dominion voting systems. And you know what ended up happening? The Maricopa City Council instead ignored the subpoena or rejected the subpoena and appealed to the Supreme Court to basically nullify that subpoena. So there's a lot of resistance that's been going on, and it just adds more to, like, dude, that's a lot of smoke now. That's definitely a fire. So you want to stop this from being thought of otherwise? Because the next 4 years would really be I guess what's the expression? An illegitimate presidency, to say the least. The very thing that, for those of you that were anti-Trump, probably thought of him, even though there was no evidence to the contrary. In this case, there's a lot of evidence. A lot. And China's hands are all over it. But anyway, that's it for this one. Thank you so much for watching. Check out the links at the show notes, the company's episode, and I'll see you in the next one. And also, Merry Christmas.